We are joined by Eileen Della Brita to talk a little bit about her latest piece on the Concord Pike, the Route 202 corridor, and retail changes going on there. Eileen, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here, Tom.
One thing that jumped out at me reading your piece was the one business owner's description of Concord Pike as the main street of North Wilmington. And that really hasn't changed. You know, what is the draw of Concord Pike then and now?
It truly is. Concord Pike sprang up as North Wilmington was developed, following those rooftops. And it has become the place where people in a highly populated area go for goods and services. Plus, those lucky shoppers from Pennsylvania who are very nearby and can come down for tax-free shopping in Delaware.
What is changing on this main street is what is on this main street. And your piece suggests that what we're seeing here is kind of reflective of what we're seeing across the country. So what is that trend, and what are some of the examples of it that we're seeing on this Route 202 corridor?
Well, because the Route 202 corridor is an iconic corridor for commerce, it's a leader, and you will start to see trends there first before it kind of trickles outward. And what we're seeing is a decline in traditional retailers, gift stores, apparel stores, those kinds of things, and a strong increase in providers of services such as restaurants, salons, and things that people have to acquire in person instead of shopping for those things that retailers that are struggling are competing with online sellers.
And I guess the appeal for these new businesses, these service industries that are things you can't necessarily get online, is the same. The appeal of Concord Pike is the same for them as it was for the retailers that are going by the wayside, right? There's still a reason to want to be on Concord Pike.
You want to be on Concord Pike because there's a lot of traffic and there's a lot of red lights. And retailers love red lights. You stop, you look, you observe, you see what's around you, and it slows you down.
You also note in your piece, and I found this interesting, that there's also this kind of inversion of the pecking order that we're seeing in some cases, in particularly the strip shopping centers. Can you explain that, how things have kind of flipped a little bit over the course of the last couple decades?
It's really interesting how things change. In the 1980s, everybody wanted a video store in their shopping center. And restaurants were a much more difficult sell. They require a lot of parking because people are usually there for an hour or so. And they have lots and lots of trash. And there are those big fans and the grease smells. So now that has all changed. Landlords want to have restaurants in there. So people will come in and they'll dine and hopefully shop at the neighboring properties.
And I guess the same goes with anything else that's in there. You're looking to kind of create links, that if you're coming for one thing, there's something right down the parking lot that would attract you as well.
Yes. Yeah. It used to be that dry cleaners would hope for business from people who were shopping, that they would see that there's a dry cleaner there and they would come back. Now, the stores that are near the dry cleaners are hoping that people who are dropping off their laundry will come and shop with them.
What we also found recently along 202 is that there are some vacant storefronts in places that historically have not had an issue finding tenants. Is it becoming harder to find businesses to fill these spots once they are empty?
It is. There are a lot of closings going on in retail land. There will be more closings this year than any other year. There have been Payless Shoes, 2,500 stores is going out of business. Dress Barn is closing. Even popular retailers like The Gap, White House Black Market, Chico's are closing stores. So when they go out, it's very difficult to replace them with another similar retailer.
I was going to say, because the ones you're talking about tend to be ones that take up a lot more space, and the things that are likely to replace them, maybe they'll need as much space.
Dress Barn needs 8,000 square feet. Your typical hair salon needs 1,000 square feet.
So the trend may be that some of these bigger pieces have to actually be broken into smaller pieces, right?
I think we're going to see more of that, especially when we're looking at big players like Sears and Kmart closing stores, those big 40,000 square feet stores.
As we talk about some of these smaller, newer businesses that are coming in that need smaller space, it makes me wonder, is there still a place for the mom and pop operation in these shopping centers?
I think that this is a very good time for mom and pop because they can get a small space. They don't have a lot of, with a more modest rent or something that they might even buy. And it is, restaurants, dry cleaners, salons, small spas, chiropractors, they tend to be indies. So it's very good for them.
At the top of the 202 corridor on Concord Pike, there's, of course, Concord Mall. We have talked about that previously. Can you tell us anything new about what's going on there or what direction it's going in as the landscape changes?
Well, I talked with the folks at Allied Properties, which owns the mall, and they said that they didn't have anything to add from their previous announcements. And back in 2017, they announced a massive makeover, similar to what was a very successful transformation at Christiana, with more restaurants and just more activities and a freshening. But it hasn't come to fruition. That may be because they have a Sears store. It's one of their anchors. And Sears is in a state of flux right now.
Right next to the mall, we know that Barnes & Noble left its space to move down the street to a smaller space. Does that move by Barnes & Noble tell us anything about the retail trends we're seeing on Route 202?
It does. It says that people are very conscious of having a space that suits their needs and that isn't too big for them. You don't need all that space for all those books. You need space for things like your cafe or things that might bring you in so that you order a book that doesn't necessarily have to be on the premises.
And speaking of cafes and such, how about restaurants and other eateries along Concord Pike? Do they still draw traffic? And is there any trend toward or away from the chain restaurants that oftentimes populate a corridor like this?
Well, the chains have more money, and rents are at a premium on Concord Pike. So you'll always see the Olive Garden and things like that. And Longhorn Steakhouse is coming to Concord Pike. But there are a number of spots for the indies. They aren't as big, and they aren't as showy. They don't have as big of a presence from the road, but they're still there.
Finally, is there anything else we should be looking for in the near or long term as we watch what happens on Concord Pike?
I think it's going to be a very interesting holiday shopping season. I think that we are going to see fierce competition and also a time when it's make or break for a lot of retailers. So it will be something.
I'm sure we'll talk to you a little bit more about that as we get closer to the holiday season. Eileen, thank you so much for your time and for your reporting. It was great.
Thanks, Tom.